AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
And our weekly is back. We are back. We are back. Yes, we are back. I'm excited to be back here. I want to have a good show today. We got a great show to get into. But if I want to have a good show, I got to bring in my boy. He's looking for a straw hat. I told him nobody sells straw hats, but he's on Amazon looking for one. Did you find a straw hat?
Oh, they definitely will be selling them now after that. Show came out. There's going to be abundance of them.
All right. Okay. Well, it's good to have you back. Good to have me back. Did you miss me? You missed me.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, thanks for the enthusiasm. Oh, YouTube user says you guys have been away for 2 weeks. Welcome back. I expect a huge. Oh, man. Yeah, D, don't disappoint him.
He was away too, and he didn't bring back anything. He went to the States as well. Went to Nintendo Land, I think. Nintendo World, is that what it is?
Yeah, Nintendo World. Yeah, yeah. Not me. You're talking about
YouTube. My buddy Jeff. He didn't bring back anything. He didn't bring back anything.
Oh, man. That's disappointing, YouTube user. That's really disappointing. That's a shame. You don't go somewhere and not bring back anything.
Hopefully you brought stuff back.
Indeed, I have. And we'll talk about my experience at Disney World later on in the show. We're also going to talk about our weekly toy talk. And we're going to talk about One Piece, the Netflix show that came out. I watched the entire thing in less than 24 hours. So I got my takes on it. We're going to do non-spoiler stuff, so we're not going to ruin the show for you. It is based on the anime, so most of the stuff, if you've watched the anime, will be spoiled for you. YouTube user goes, how dare you? I'm poor. Okay, you went to Nintendo World. You're not really poor.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Yeah. If you can travel, you're not poor. Okay, stop that. Nightmare Nemo says hello. So hello to
Nemo.
All right, man. Well, like our tradition, you know, you had 2 weeks to prepare for this. It is. What is it? What time is it, D?
I'm going to give you a clap right off the bat.
If you're new here and you're watching us, thank you for tuning in. Subscribe and hit the like button. And if you want to know how we play the dad joke stuff here, this is how it goes. If you like what you hear, you can just put hashtag dad or hashtag sad for our weekly dad joke. If you're listening to us on replay or podcast platforms, you can go to our social media place at ANR Universe and let us know if this week's dad joke was hashtag dad or hashtag sad. Feedback is welcomed always. If you want us to talk about certain topics that's going on every week, let us know. We'll jump into that. All right, D, you ready?
I'm ready.
Chat, the pressure is on, Alvin.
I see what you got, yeah.
I thrive under pressure. Did you see the new lighting here? Come on, I'm bright. I'm ready to go today. All right, here we go.
My mouth.
What did the Power Ranger say to his patient when he was a doctor?
Jess is already up with his Power Ranger. What did he say?
It's morphine time.
Oh, you got a chuckle out of me. I don't know if it's because, like, I haven't heard it in a while. So
You like the joke. Come on.
An accidental laugh is still a laugh.
Stretch my arms out here. Oh, come on, Nemo. That was a good one. Boo. Haters gonna hate. All right, man. Let's get into what we watched and what we got. Ooh.
Chris made that. I'm showing him some love.
Thank you, Chris. Much appreciated.
One Piece. Watched my anime, Mashal. Muscles and Magic. It's the one where he has no powers, but he's super strong. He sneaks into a magic school and he's just muscling his way to success. I love it. It's so funny. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, who cares what anyone says?
What else did I watch? I watched Equalizer 3. Man.
Okay.
I love revenge movies.
It's already out?
Yeah, it's out. I was surprised. Like, hey, sweet. I'm like, I'm going to go watch this casually. It was out when you were away.
Oh, man, I got to go watch
it. Yeah, go check it out. Yeah, nice. The beauty of this is it's not one where he's like, oh no, is he gonna win? No, he absolutely is gonna win. At no point did I ever worry about his safety. He was just like a shadow in the night, just like, and he's always accidentally uncovering bigger like mobster capades because like he'd be like, oh, I'm gonna save this prostitute. Oh, it turns out the prostitute works for the mob. Okay, he goes and kills those mob bosses, and then their higher ups are like, who is this guy? We need to kill him. And he's just minding his own business still. But it's just like he works his way up the ranks accidentally. And
I would love it to see him, his character, and John Wick character in a movie. Oh my god, I would lose my mind. Him and Keanu, I'd lose my mind. Him,
John Wick. Who's the other guy? The guy who just travels from town to town.
Oh, in John Wick?
No, it's another dude. Okay. Whatever, he doesn't matter now. But
Reacher, Jack
Reacher. Thank you. Those gonna bother me. Yeah, those three, and then maybe Rambo. Except
nobody stands a chance. You can't add more to that. Nobody stands a chance.
And it's so funny because usually in movies there's a point where it's like the climax where it's like, is he gonna win? Of course he's gonna win, he's the good guy, but he has to take a few beatings. No, in this they just decided like he's just unstoppable. Like, yeah, great, that's what I wanted.
That's why we love our chat so much.
He already went and bought tickets. No, man, that
2 weeks away, and it's right back to square one.
No, that was the first one, so you could Netflix that one. This one he's in Italy.
Yeah,
and he's
retired. He's
retired.
Yeah.
He's retired.
Yeah. He's having his vino. Come on. What's the matter with you?
The wrong people messed with his town. And he's like, I decided I like this place, so I'm just going to ruin everyone he's messing with.
Tossed my pizza the wrong way. Huh? Yeah. Come on. What's the matter with you?
I enjoyed that. I was like, yeah, this is great. I loved it.
What's up? Come on, dude.
I can't think of anything else I watched, which means they were either bad. What's up, KJ? What's up, KJ? What's KJ's thumbnail?
I don't know.
It looks pretty sweet, though.
It's a ninja.
Oh, no wonder I like it.
And Chris said, I didn't really do much. He did all the hard work.
Tag team effort. Thanks, Chris.
How about that thumbnail, too? Beautiful thumbnail. Thank you.
He got me in the One Piece spirit. As for what I got, Jeff asked earlier. I didn't tell him. So the Megatron came in.
Wait, hold on. Which one is this?
The MDLX one.
Where's mine?
I don't know. They sent an email today at like 4 p.m. And then I called, like, are you guys open? I was like, yes. Like, okay, I'll be there. So they just started sending emails today.
Okay. I think I ordered from Big Bad Toy Store, though.
Oh, you did? Okay. Then maybe yours is en route.
Yeah, I got to go check it out. I went there a couple of days ago, but some of the stuff's still en route.
So right out of the package, just do a little quick unboxing. Always beautiful. Never have complaints.
Oh, that looks so good. How was that compared to... Did you put Optimus next to him? Oh, yeah. Good size ratio?
He's slightly taller. Slightly taller.
Yeah, good. He's supposed to be slightly bigger.
Yeah. So awesome. I love it already. Watch, it's just garbage. I move his arms and they explode off.
The leg just falls right off.
I never have bad things to say, so I'm happy.
Does it have that oil smell?
Oh yeah, it does. Yo,
yes, I knew it.
The servos.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else?
I got. He was overshadowed by the Megatron, but this little Black Panther, the Marvel Legends.
I thought you had that already.
No, I didn't have it. And then randomly like, yeah, I'll get it.
That's a great figure. I'm surprised you didn't get that.
He's buttery smooth. I like it.
And then I love that figure.
Xanatos. I opened him already. A chunky figure.
Oh, look at that. I still have to go pick him up. I haven't decided if I want to get it yet.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, do I need him or do I just need the,
like, how far do you want to go into this world, right? That's the thing. Like, if you get that, then you get the other three robots or the other two robots. So yeah, I don't know. I'll make that decision in a week's time.
Yeah, you could decide. You'll figure it out.
Anything else?
That's it for me. What about you?
What I watched is I watched Invasion. Still, it's on the second last episode, so it's gonna end. Kay just said he got Mesko's Death Adder.
Oh, that's what his thumbnail is.
Okay.
Sweet.
Cool. Invasion. Then I watched the season two started of. Invasion. Foundation is ending soon.
I was supposed to check that out.
Yeah. Invasion is season two just started. So I watched the first episode, second episode just dropped this couple of days ago. So I watched that. They're both on Apple TV. So Apple TV is still killing it. Obviously, One Piece that I watched, I've been watched the whole season in 24 hours.
I'm surprised.
So I watched that. We'll talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
I watched The Heel with Stephen Amell, you know, the gentleman who played Green Arrow.
The wrestling one?
Yeah, that's a good season. New season just started a couple of weeks ago. Actually, like 4 weeks ago. I'm watching that. I'm really into that one. I like that one a lot. What else? I can't really remember anything else that I've been watching. Pretty much that it. Those are the big ones that I'm watching. In terms of what I got, okay, well, where do we begin here? This is 2 weeks of me neglecting my halls.
That's sigh, like,
all right, so you grab a drink. It's going to be wild. No, I'm just kidding. I got this from Mezco.
Oh, you got that?
Oh, yeah. It's so beautiful. I haven't even opened the box yet. I'm waiting for the White Ranger to come out. So if you hear about it, let me know right away. I think that one's going to sell out pretty fast. So you get that one. And then another beauty that you would like. I got the Son Gohan.
Which one's that? Oh, the Beast one. Yeah, okay, yeah, sweet.
Got that one. Mwah! Can't wait to open this one up. Then stuff that you don't care about. G.I. Joe. So I got the Crimson Viper. Got that. I quickly go through these ones here. I got G.I. Joe Commando, Desert Commando Snake Eyes. Got that. So retro card G.I. Joe stuff. I got Storm Shadow right here. Nice and minty. I don't know why they have these flimsy cardboard things.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Marvel Legends have these like thick, heavy, yeah. Like.
They did say they're going to change it up, so we'll see. And then I got Crimson Guard right here. Retro packaging.
Nice.
None of this you care about.
No, they look cool. I saw a ninja there.
Cobra of Valkyries 2-pack here. So I picked up actually 2 sets of these. I opened one. They have a ton of accessories in here.
Are they army builders?
Yeah. But I'm doing a 4 max on
this. Yes.
Then I got one of your favorites. It's the Marvel Legends Captain America.
I returned it.
The new Bucky cap.
He does look nice though. Like I'm
Bucky Barnes, sorry. I'm surprised you returned it.
Yeah, I didn't need it.
G.I. Joe Tunnel Rat right here. That's our friend Brad's
his favorite. It's his favorite guy.
Yeah, he actually created a Tunnel Rat, I think.
Of course he did.
G.I. Joe Lowlight, got him. Lots of Joes. G.I. Joe Cobra Eel. A lot of people are losing their minds over this one.
Was he hard to come by?
I believe Amazon exclusive for this guy.
That's annoying.
I only grabbed one. There's people that grabbing 10 of these. I was like, nah, I'm good. One's good. G.I. Joe Big Ben. Not the clock from London, but an actual character. It's got him. Grunt. G.I. Joe Grunt. Got him. Don't ask me why his name is Grunt.
They all have these weird, crazy names.
And then Willie.
Oh, you got him. Yeah, I remember you. I remember you were deciding, do I need this?
Like, I have to get him because he's so like Islander vibes.
Yeah.
And me being from an island, having the Hawaiian shirt on, why not? Right. So that's cool. Willie. Then. Anybody ordered pizza. Did anybody order Roy's pizza?
Ooh, Roy's Kino. Pizza.
Yeah, I don't know if I
that's a nice box. That's a nice box.
Oh yeah, I'm keeping the box. It's so cool. I don't want to open it up. It's gonna get all over the place. But
is it not like in a plastic shell?
Let's see that. Oh, that almost got it. I just don't want to drop it everywhere.
Apparently not. It looks like it's all just crammed in there.
There it is.
Yeah,
it's a whole bunch of stuff in here. Yeah, I love this presentation. It's really nice. So I got that. And then we're getting to the end, folks. I promise.
That wasn't too bad.
This is my favorite and your favorite movie, Turtles 3. Did it. Time to go back in time.
I'm not acknowledging that.
I had to
get it. I'm not even going to look at it.
You're not even looking at it? Come on. And then finally, last one right here. Save the best for last right here. From Mondo.
Oh, yeah. I saw you posting pictures
of Bad Boys. This thing is heavy. Battle Cat from Mondo. 1/6 scale, so it's going to go well with my He-Man that I have. This guy is heavy and massive here, and I can't wait to open this guy up. Let's put it together. I'm going to do a little quick video on this one as well, so it'll be fun. So that is my hauls at home. I did get stuff from Disney World.
At home. Add that little bit in.
I did get stuff from my trip to Disney World. I'll talk about it later on a bit. What I got from there, but let's get into the weekly toy talk. Go for it, man.
Oh, yeah, we have here. Thanks, Chris. So you've been away for a while.
Two weeks.
You gotta catch up on McFire then.
Yes. Look at that. I can't wait. Sure, yeah.
So you have Firestorm here.
It doesn't look that bad.
I have nothing bad to say, except I would have preferred Translucent Flame for his hair.
Yeah.
He looks how he's supposed to. Maybe his midsection's a little, like, he looks like a tube. Like, there's no, like, form. It's just straight down. But otherwise, he looks fine. He looks cool. They're adding these weird, I don't know if that's a card stand that you put the card in behind the figure.
Why?
I don't know.
What is the point of that?
I don't know. I don't know if that jacks their price up either or what that's all about. Like, but
oh, my God. So weird. This, I don't understand. You know, it's funny how they add stuff. And then you have other companies removing stuff because of price of plastic.
Like
these guys are just adding the wrong plastic for no reason.
Yeah, it's like we're gonna add this card stand just for
nobody
for fun.
For that dude.
If anyone even keeps those cards, for one. Sinestro, I'm always down.
Hey, not bad. Not bad
at all. I don't know why the promo stop picture has that like blemish on the chest there. But whatever.
I guess from a specific scene.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
I don't know.
But no, he looks good. Like I have no complaints with how he looks. He looks fine to me. I like the lanterns they include with it. Hawkman. I saw online a lot of people were excited for this, but I absolutely hate these wings. Like they're just heavy.
They're not gonna bend. They're just hard
plastic.
They're
just hard, stiff plastic.
Yeah.
Like I don't like them at all whatsoever. I'm also trying to figure out. I'm pretty sure they rendered this wrong.
Why is that?
No, it's fine. I thought they put the peg on the wrong side, but it looks like it's supposed to. I don't care about Hawkman at all, but he looks cool. Aside from the wings, I still hate these wings. I'll never like these kind of wings. Make them articulated. Make them lighter.
Well, they got to put that card stand there. How can they do that? Come on.
This thing's hideous. I don't like this at all. It doesn't even... For anyone listening, it's from the... It's a Knight Batman. I think it's called... Dark Knight Steel? I can't remember. It's a medieval version. It's a medieval version.
There's a Batman for every decade of mankind's existence. It's from prehistoric to today and the future. There's a Batman.
Yeah, it is. It's Dark Knight Steel. I do like this story. Like I like this comic. I hate this figure.
When does it take place?
It's a mythical medieval. It's medieval.
Okay.
So they're all like Superman's a prince, his parents were king and queen, and then there's a prophecy that demons from the sky would ruin the world. So the other lands, like Black Lightning has a kingdom, his people start a war with the Kryptonian kingdom, and it turns into a whole thing. And there's prophecies.
Why can't they make this into a TV show?
That would have been cool. Even a standalone movie. Like, I like this.
Like, you can make this a TV show and just play it for 5 years, like Game of Thrones.
That's what it was. It's basically Game of Thrones with DC characters. That's what this was.
It'd be so dope. Yeah. People watch it.
But this figure's ugly. Like, they cheeked out on it. It doesn't even match the reference photos. This, I never liked it in the comics. So anyone listening, this is James Gordon, Commissioner Gordon, as Batman. Bruce Wayne lost his memory. There is no Batman.
That's so weird.
The Gotham Police Department took all of Batman's residual like tech and gear and suits because they didn't know what to do with it. And they commissioned it to an expert, which was Jim Gordon. So he became the Batman. Mm-hmm. And apparently, like, he's still fit and strong enough to be a threat. Even if he's supposed to be like 70.
Ninja too.
And then they shaved his mustache off and it made him look super young. It was just a whole weird thing. Interesting story. I just didn't really jive with it. I like this. It's Atomic Skull. I wouldn't buy it, but he looks cool.
I like the effects.
Yeah. I'm curious how metallic he will be versus these promo shots. But yeah, he's a cool figure.
Looks good.
Yeah. And then you have this bat cycle. The bat raptor. Is that what it's called?
Hey, it's me.
It's a gold label. And then you have your three pack Clayface, Batwoman. And I believe this is the rebirth suit Batman.
Yeah.
These all came out. I'm not sure why you need a three pack for these versus just standard releases, especially the Clayface, which was a deluxe figure already.
It's a gold label. Come on.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
Highly sought after.
My bad. You have the Joker from the Dark Knight trilogy, the interrogation scene. I like that scene a lot.
Yep.
AI, come on, man. There's some good stuff. I can start over if you want. Go back to the...
Why don't you send us some of these personal pictures?
Yeah. I'll email them to you. What else we got going on? And then we have the McFarlane Toys animated versions with a Build-A-Figure of Condiment King. So you have animated Batman, animated Robert. Do you? He looks funny. Like,
he needs to be next to my kitchen on the island where we have hot dogs. He has to be there. Anybody puts this guy together, has the pieces for it, let me know. Because I'm probably not going to buy all four of these.
He is a funny looking character. Like, he does look cool. And you do have some of the animated figures, right?
Yeah, I have Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
I don't have Freeze and Scarecrow, so I might pick those two up. The build of. Why did they have to do a build a character with this?
Out of all the obscure characters, too, hey?
Yeah, like, I could care less about Batman and Robin. We already have them.
But these ones are cell shaded, so.
Oh, no.
you need to re get those.
So exciting.
Anyone listening, Batman, Robin, animated, Mr. Freeze, then you got Scarecrow with the scythe. These are all, they have this cell shaded paint effects.
Hey, I goes, how did he make OG figures worse than those paint?
That's how I feel when Hasbro does it too. Like, they just do like the one line of light blue. I'm like, what is this, man? The light source doesn't even make sense.
Hey, hashtag dad. Hey. All right. Oh, more? It just doesn't stop with this dude.
So you have Omega versus Batman the Last Knight. This is a gold label 2-pack as well. So you get another rebirth Batman.
But he's got some blood on
his chin. He's got a blood, like he got punched in the face.
Oh, God. Anything to sell a box.
this guy also came up previously, but you get an unmasked head now in case you want that.
Yes, because, you know, everybody wants an unmasked figure.
You're gonna pay $70 for a bloody lip and an unmasked head.
It's not even a lip. It's on his chin. It's like a scar. He like fell down when he's riding his bike. That's what happened.
Brainiac and Injustice Superman. He looks ridiculous. Brainiac looks fine. It's that armor.
Don't look now, but
we got the carp. Up. We got carps over here.
Oh, carps is in the house.
Fish sticks.
He I mean, made welcome, this, Carbs.
He made this sweet, I'll give him credit, he made this sweet tabletop, like gaming table. That's the one compliment I'm going to give him today.
He made a gaming table?
Yeah, just like tabletop games.
Oh, okay.
So kudos to him for that. No, I'm not gonna show it off. He's going to get a fatter head than he does now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, if fine. I had the if I had the picture, I'd throw it up.
Okay. Watch him DM you.
It's all on right, Discord.
You guys were talking about this. I think you and our buddy Mark, you guys liked this, right?
I didn't mind it. He always does the silver is always, it looks like the plasty, marbly.
don't encourage.
And then the tentacles. I don't know if they're bendy wired. They look like they're, they better be. Otherwise, those are stupid poses. Remember that Superior Doc Ock where the tentacles are just dumb and they're in the most ridiculous poses? And then Injustice Superman, he doesn't look really threatening. He kind of looks ridiculous here. He
looks very stiff.
Yeah.
Like, not happy.
Whoops. We're going to get to that in a second. I have a lot to say about that. Wow. And then we have Target exclusive Supergirl.
This looks good.
I like the Clark Kent cape.
Yeah. That's a nice touch.
Yeah. Nothing bad to say about that. So, you saw that picture previously. It was the NECA dun, dun, tour dun. There. I believe it was $300, and you get all this good stuff. Yeah. You get all this good stuff. And quick to action, ramen toys again. We're like, okay, we're going to make our...
Hold our beer.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know the price point yet. Screw another company over.
And it's not even like they screwed over the Hell Charger. They're just like, this didn't come out. Okay, we'll make our own. Same thing with this. People saw the price. They decided, okay, we'll make our own sewer. The only way this would be hilarious is if they sold extra furniture. Yeah.
I heard they are putting accessories in this.
Yeah, they will. I don't know if they'll include it or if you have to buy those as a like.
Well, separate. Like the car, you could buy either or.
Yeah.
Right. You can include it in a big package or buy just the car.
I'm always curious the legality issues if they include the stuff. Because here they could say this is just a sewer, but if they start adding the exact same furniture that is the sewer.
There's no copyright on a sewer in a
building. True. You could just call it a hobo den or something like that.
You can call it a lizard den, like right? Tortoise den. It doesn't matter. Like they can't do nothing about it.
Are you gonna get this? You're a big Turtles, Toon Turtles guy.
What's the price on this?
I don't know yet.
It's obviously like gonna be cheaper than $300.
Yeah.
What's up, Ali? Yeah, $300 for a shoebox. Yeah, no, thank you. Not doing
Are you
that.
Going to if it's a reasonable price?
If it's $199, $225, somewhere there, maybe $250 the max.
Yeah.
And if they throw in some accessories or the light up features are actually light up there in that picture. Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
And the street above also comes with it.
Yeah. Which is a nice little touch.
Which is funny because the NECA one showed off the sewer lair. I didn't include it in the picture because it was just a display. And then beside it was the garage. So you'd be like, oh, sweet, $300 for a garage.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. You don't get that garage. That's a later accessory that you have to buy.
Yeah, how dare you get that together? Because when I saw the pictures, I'm like, oh, cool. Two layer pieces, and they're going to add the kitchen later on, maybe the bedrooms afterwards. $300, $150 each. No problem, because accessories in there too. And then, of course, I find out it's just for this. And I'm like, no, I'm not paying $300 for that. No way.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do now, because who's going to pay $1,200 for four different parts of sewers? That's crazy. Even if you have money, it's just, why would you? It's not good value.
But these look sweet. I'll probably get one.
Oh, we could pre-order it together. Go pick it up.
See, so AI says it's $180 for the three walls, the floor, and the accessories. Are you talking about NECA or the ramen toy ones? Because the ramen toys comes with the street level as well. like they're including the top level with the brick wall and everything as well. They mentioned on their Instagram.
I saw in a picture there was a hole to go down to the bottom of the sewer.
Like the manhole?
Yeah, I saw a picture. Oh, well.
Unless they're adding it. I was browsing their Insta. Oh, yeah, I see out here. It's modular, like you said.
Yeah.
The top left cover has the hole. Their previous photo didn't, so I think they added it in.
Okay. It's still, they're not finished yet setting up, right? This is a rough idea of what they want to do.
Yeah. Oh, they did clarify today. So
I'm 180 bucks. That's great value right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm fine with that.
Hopefully they add other stuff like kitchen and things like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Then NECA Splinter.
Ooh, looks so cool.
The comic version. Yeah, he looks the way he normally is. He looks like he's supposed to in the comic. You don't really do the comic ones, right? So you don't really have...
No, I do. I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, are you going to get it?
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up. I'm not in a rush, but I'll pick it up. I kind of pick and choose with this line.
Yeah. That comes with the TCRI canister that's broken. It's teapot, and then the four baby turtles. Cool. What's this one? Oh, did you pre-order this?
Yeah,
it's the TMNT accessory set. Pre-orders cut up tomorrow. Yeah.
How could you know? They're so cute.
Yeah, they're all right.
Oh, come on. They're so cute. Look, they're reading Bugman.
They're fine. Get your comics. You get the four toddler turtles, a bunch of accessories, tiny nunchucks, bow staff, Psy, katana, ray gun. You get a whole bunch of stuff.
There's a lot. So, yeah.
The VHS. You know, I as much as I hate their sewer lair, I always appreciate their accessory packs.
Mm-hmm.
And they always sell out, and then you'll see them on eBay for triple the price. So pre-order them if you haven't. Don't sleep on it if you're like considering getting it.
Yeah, it's worth getting.
There's more, don't worry. Oh, and then there was this Kickstarter. Legendary action figures. It's a Kickstarter. I don't think this is your style. This is
Fortnite for me.
What? This is Fortnite for you?
Yeah, this is Fortnite for me.
So you got these 7-inch tall. I don't know. I like Kickstarter action figures because
I applaud them.
Yeah.
For making something unique.
Sometimes the style isn't always there for what I prefer. But you get some pretty like sweet ones. Like you can customize these, all the joints pull apart, but they're still snug from what I could tell. Everything's ball joint, barbell neck joint, ball socket.
You get a ball joint. You get a ball joint. Everybody gets a ball joint.
Pull apart. That's how I want it.
Yeah, it's customizable. Who doesn't want that, right?
See, so things like this Meldmaster, he looks cool to me.
Translucent.
Yeah, right? That's what I like this
stuff. I love the little touch to it. He looks cool enough that I might pull the trigger on it.
There's somewhere you can pick and choose, right?
Yeah.
They got sweet accessories as well. Despite the Usurper, I may not get him, but I appreciate like what they did with him.
One thing that's kind of making me hesitate is the 7-inch size.
Yeah.
If it depending was 6-inch, then it would be no contest. I'd pick up a couple of them for sure.
Depending on the character, you could fudge it.
Maybe, yeah.
Like this Voidwalker, he might be a bigger guy.
He could
go
well into a He-Man collection.
Yeah.
Skeletor is a lost brother.
See, like Mythic Legions, no. But the cartoony stuff, like He-Man, like the Mattel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Siberius Kane.
This is straight out of Fortnite.
He looks like a bounty hunter, like an armored mechanical bounty hunter. This guy I could see, like you could fit him in with Skeletor or something. 7 inches is
Hordax villain.
Alternate heads, weapons, hands, cloth goods cape, cloth goods tunic. The gatekeeper. This is a Kickstarter exclusive, so you'd have to back it to get it. Is one of the ones I was mad about.
You're mad about?
No, I just didn't care about him. Okay. I don't know. Like this one didn't appeal to me. I don't know why.
Hmm.
Maybe it's the color scheme. That yeah. might be like AI said they look cool, but they like look like they went hard on latte. Can't put their arms down. That might be just the promo shot rendered.
Yeah, because they want to show the under the arms and everything. They want to show all the like, accessories.
Like it's slightly better than a T pose, but
these are renders, right?
So yeah. And then you have the they're telling you this one's an army builder. That's funny. Like you need to buy more of these guys. So we're letting you know you can army build them if you want.
And they're priced pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
For what you get.
Alternate heads, add on $15.
Darth Maul.
Yeah, I was gonna. That's exactly who I thought. I'm like, this is a Darth Maul guy. You got weapons packs, $15. $15, three heads, $15.
That's a pretty reasonable price.
And then this Quick Jack, stretch goal number one.
Speaking of colors,
140,000.
Holy schmoly!
He looks fun, but those colors don't do it for me.
If you put this in your shelf, people will ask you what that figure is.
Yeah.
This is and this one reminds me of
Fortnite.
Here.
This one reminds me of Fortnite. 100%.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. This is Fortnite all day long.
And then another army builder.
Yeah.
Again, he looks cool, but it's the like the bright colors.
He reminds me of the you know 80s when you hold the jukebox.
Oh yeah, the V-box.
The stereo.
Yeah.
At the top.
He could go on some random bounty hunter shelf or something. And then,
wow,
this guy.
Holy wings, Batman.
He reminds me of Steppenwolf from the Justice League movie, the original one with his six horns.
Oh, man. This is crazy. This is like something from a video game.
Yeah. I don't know. It almost has me, but I just like that ice looking guy.
Yeah, where is he? We'll bring him back.
Meldmaster, he's either ice or crystal. Like he looks cool.
He's like Mount Everest. If you end up figure of Mount Everest, yeah. That's what it looks like.
The pack and everything.
It looks so cool. I like him.
I might get him.
Yeah, this guy looks cool.
I need to see more though. We'll see. And then what else we got here? 3-0 stuff. So they released Bloodshot already.
Wait, didn't you make a figure of this?
Yes, I did. So I'm not going to get this. There's no reason to. I like this character a lot.
He looks great.
He
looks great.
I forgot who I took. The beefy Gung-Ho. And I just spray painted him white and put a Punisher head on him. Oh, it's my boy. He's, I don't know if I'm a support. I'm an uncle. I'm a new uncle.
Congratulations.
So we're congratulating him. I don't want to blast his name out there.
Is his name Steve?
Yeah. I don't want to say anything.
Do we call him SK?
But that's my best buddy over here.
Congratulations, SK. We won't say your name.
So AI's like, I passed on the first release. So I might grab this one. He's kind of small, man.
What do you mean by that? Like 4-inch?
No, so he's classified as 6-inch, but he's smaller than the retro Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Like slightly. Like he's like under, like he looks up to Spidey, and I'm like, that's not good. Like he's true 6-inch.
Is that like a Mafex?
Yeah, he could fit in with Mafex, except he's slender, so he still looks weird.
Ah, interesting.
He looks cool though. Articulation.
The picture looks great.
I like this. They released him once before, a clean cut version with no blood T-shirt. But on the new release, the Bloodshot Unleashed, you get the bloody katana, and instead of a T-shirt, you get this cloak. So if you missed out, you can get it again.
Okay.
What else we got here? Oh, so Hero Toys released him previously.
My God,
it was Diablo. I didn't get him, but he looks great.
This looks insane.
Now
oh, my God. You said you were going to get this one.
I said I was. I'm like, no, I can't do it. And then, of course, I regretted it. He looks great, though, right?
He looks fantastic. Did it sell out or something?
I just didn't want it. I had to save money.
Yeah, this is crazy.
He looks cool, too.
Diablo is sick.
Ryan might have got him.
Judging by the way of his excitement on the, in the chat, I think he did.
It'd be 180 Canadian. I mean, I understand
why. I'm sorry, how much is this?
180, but I get it. It's no different than our freaking crocodile, except it's better because you get more stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's huge. Like, this thing's humongous. And the wingspan alone. Like, this isn't a small figure. This would be like a...
What do you even put this in your collection?
On the import shelf with all the cool stuff.
It just knocks everything off the shelf to make room for itself.
I would consider it... What do you mean, fools? I just put how much it is Canadian. Actually, that's how much it would be Canadian still. $9.99.
Plus shipping, yeah.
Plus shipping.
And custom charge.
Yeah.
You'd be paying well over $179.
Yeah.
What else
we got? I don't know if I'm getting it.
Wait for it to go on sale on clearance section.
There's no sales for these. Either you get it or you don't. And then I know
that's how much why we play these, the game.
I know how much you love these animals.
Oh, so yeah,
the red bighorn's coming from K Toys.
It's big horny. All right,
you stopped at the gator.
Yeah, I'm good. No more
for you. But good news, they're doing a rabbit in a spacesuit as well.
Oh, well, hold on, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
I like the fur balls, okay? Where's the rat? Oh, not this. Move this out of the way. That's your thing.
Yeah, that's my thing, but I don't know if I'm getting it.
What? It's right up your alley.
He doesn't look like this anymore. He doesn't even look like this anymore. If they do an alternate version in his white
which they will,
suit,
which
then I'll wait and do that. But I'm not going to go buy this.
And then regret it.
Yeah. This looks fantastic, though. I have no problems with this. I might get it still. He looks badass.
He just spent 30 seconds saying no. And then he just goes, oh, my goodness.
What am I talking?
Look, SK says you better get it.
I don't know where to put it.
You can put it at SK's house. I grabbed this.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're an MCU guy still?
When it comes to Mayfix, I'm a sucker.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm going to regret it instantly, I know.
He doesn't really have America's ass on him, though. So, like, they skimped on that.
He's got somebody's ass. That's all that matters. Yeah, he's all right. I mean, I don't know why I did it. I just did.
No judgment.
Yeah.
You did what you had to do. I don't know about those teeth, man.
Allie goes, I'll get the black and white version, make them twins. What about the teeth?
I don't know. It looks weird.
You know how hard it is to keep a teeth clean back in the day?
It's the shadows. It's not his fault. It's the shadows. I don't know. Could they have given him more accessories?
I just want him to pose by that rock statue with the shield on it.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to have him as. That there.
Yeah, that looks good. That looks
that's
good.
All I'm doing with this figure. I have enough Captain Americas. This one's just going to stand there like this.
AI hates the shoulders.
Because they went backwards. The look at the elbow.
Yeah, it's the
and knee. Look at the knee.
It's the roller skate ones where they're
I don't understand why you have to go backwards. Just, I don't know. But they got me, though, because I'm going to have them in that pose, and that's about it.
This guy, you heard. I messaged you when you're on your vacation.
Thank you for doing that. Appreciate that. Yes, sir. Gimme.
Eradicator for anyone listening. It's Mayfex. Jeff, pre-order this because you're gonna.
My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff. Go get it. I don't want to hear you next year saying you regret not getting it. You're the Superman guy.
Ryan,
as well.
You better get it too because I know
Ryan doesn't care about this stuff, does he? He likes his imports, but
yeah, you better get this too. Ali, SK, y'all better get this.
I pre-ordered it.
This is figure of the year contender right here.
Kid Vid with his goggles. He looks so ridiculous. So
hey,
90s.
You watch yourself there, buddy.
So 90s. Easy.
Yeah, I know, right? It's awesome. The era that we grew up in? Wow.
Wow. Oh, he looks cool.
Yeah, he's awesome. I love that mean face. Oh, mm-hmm. So good. The teeth grinding, angry. Oh, so good.
I don't even know what's coming up next. What is this?
Oh, what in the world? One Piece monster.
Yeah. Well, kind of, so I don't watch this show, but I've been watching the latest episodes because he's in his Gear 5, and I want to watch that fight. And it's interesting seeing people go between loving it and hating it because it's so ridiculous. This is who he's currently fighting right now in his final form.
Holy smokes. That is a whole lot of things going on. That is a character.
Oh, he is. Ryan pre-ordered? I don't know. Does Ryan, do you watch this show? Look at his scale compared to Luffy here. He's a beefy boy.
I didn't even know that was One Piece. I just guessed.
Oh, did you?
I just guessed. I didn't even read this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, guessed. No, it is. Good guess.
I have no idea who this character is. Okay, wait. Go back to the One Piece character, Luffy.
Like this scale?
I want a Luffy figure now. Should I wait or should I get this one?
There's like seven of them.
Well, I don't know.
No, I mean, like, just go grab one right now. Like, they're just littering.
But what's a good one? What company? Mayfax?
The newest one.
SH?
The SH ones.
Okay. I'm going to go grab it. Just go I grab love him. One.
He's supposed to be bigger, I think.
Does he come with stretchable hands?
Yeah.
Okay. Terrible scaling.
He's supposed to be a bit bigger, I believe.
Okay. That's SH, though. They always do that. With every line. I'm surprised Shenron is not the same size as Goku.
So, you mentioned you want a Luffy now. Is it because the live action made you want it? Okay.
Well, I want to give it away anything right now.
No, yeah.
We're not going to spoil anything when we talk. Just to everybody that's watching us right now, we're not going to spoil it. So, don't worry if you haven't seen it. We're just going to skim around. We're not going to give away anything major. Oh man, really?
You gave up on the Storm Collectibles.
No. I have the blue version of this.
Well, you don't need this then. Nah, Balrog gets this cool, Big Bad Toy Store exclusive. They've been doing this more where they just take other they take previous figures and they put their Big Bad Toy Store exclusive repaint colors. So
it looks cool. On a Federic Tatum. How hard would it make a Federic Tatum? Just paint him black and white?
Put the big gap in his teeth?
Yeah. Federic Tatum.
I'm going to make his kids orphans. Their mother's still alive. Yeah, but she'll die from grief after the fight.
Damn, that's good. Oh, man. That's really good.
Here's your boy. Here's your boy. Monkey Hot Toys. Monkey. $349.
Oh, okay. I don't love him that much. Jeez. Oh, man. Really good
gum attacks, facial details.
Looks really good.
And you'll be happy to know you can move the eyeballs if you need to look at different sections.
Scary. Okay. There's a third party kit with Luffy for Extendo.
Oh, there you go.
Hit me up on that. I want to know because I'm probably going to get it.
You're going all out on One Piece now. You're going to have to start from episode one. You're going to have a recap every week.
It's going to hurt.
2,000 episodes.
Oh, my God. It's going to hurt.
And then you get Zoro.
Oh, I love him, too. I love him so much. Am I giving away the movie? My review on it?
Yeah. Can anyone guess how Alvin feels about this show?
Finally, he likes something.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Oh, stop it. No, you're not. Don't hate me. Oh, my God.
Stay Puft from Star Ace.
Star Ace?
That's the company.
How big is this?
30 centimeters tall.
Okay.
The How only much? Thing I care about is if it's squishy or not.
Yeah.
I don't like those hard plastic.
It looks like it is though. So cool. Holy smokes. $194.
For an 11-inch toy. Because it's foam. It's foam. They did one previously. Not this company. Another one did where it was foam, but it just started degrading and ripping apart. That's the only downside. So I'm like, do I want that to be foamy?
He's so cute.
I believe Hasbro was the one who did it. Someone did it. Or maybe, no, Mattel, I'm sorry.
Anything else?
What else we got here? Well, I think we're. Oh God, no. There's so much. You were away for so long.
Oh geez, we'll try to go fast with this.
Yeah. So re-release of Moon Knight. Yeah. What was it? Walgreens exclusive.
Yeah, previously? Walgreens. Yeah.
I never saw one. You have one. Now they're re-releasing it as a retro card, so anyone who missed out got it. I know people were laughing about that. Like, why would I need this? Well, some people did get it. You got the re-release of the retro carded Spider-Man. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Normally, they wait a while.
But, like, this one just came out. The only difference is the spider on the back is red. The paint's a little bit... like it's metallic-y, like blue, but it's also black still. And the blue spider on the back, which is still super inaccurate. But if anyone's stickler for his first appearance look, then you can go for it, I guess. But again, the spider's still wrong.
Where's the shading of blue on the legs?
No, I hate when they try to do that.
Why? Why only go half-assed? I don't understand this.
No, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. See that?
But did you put that picture up side by side, or did I have the promo like that?
This?
Yeah.
The cartoon, the comic, I put that up so you can see what they're trying to do versus what they ever look like.
Advertise that this is what they're going for?
Yeah, that's why that blue spider's there. That's what they're going for.
The logo's wrong.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Then they don't only go with the shading and the legs. Come on.
They tried. You can see how the blue is like slightly metallic. It's black, but it has the blue tint to it.
But look at the picture that they put in the card. It has shades of blue in it. This has 100%. Zero shades of blue.
I'm surprised because they're all about their new cell shading thing.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised they didn't do that. Also, the spider's wrong.
Yes. It looks like a baby turtle with extra legs. Oh, man.
I'm fine with this one.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. I'm surprised they even got this one. And then none of these is what I want. What are these lines called? The Infinity Saga line?
Sure, I guess. When are they going to end the saga? Jeez.
Oh, this is our moneymaker, baby.
Yeah. Cashing in. Ka-ching.
You got Iron Man and his Mark. What would you consider this? Mark II War Machine from Civil War. Look at those hands, though. Different hands.
Oh, yay.
You got the Civil War Spider-Man. Iron Man again. Captain America. This Black Widow, she looks decent. Hey, what's up, Rick?
Hello.
You getting any of these?
No.
You don't need a Thor and a Banner?
Nope.
That Thor looks like Shardamus, to be honest. Honestly, I'm not even making
fun of him. Oh, the second head?
The smiling one? Yeah. Does it not?
Yeah, it does.
Does it not look like
Shardamus? I cannot see it now. Thanks. Oh, man.
He's got the cheeks.
Yeah. Shardamus.
Then this exclusive limited edition membership kit.
Pass. You know what I really want? Is they had a Daredevil, I think, from this one.
The yellow one.
I think it was Daredevil. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they did that.
It was a retro card one. I want that.
Well, now you got Kid Nova.
No, I don't want that.
No, thank you. I don't know. Not for me, but whatever. Someone might like it. Yeah. Are you out of the Star Wars game?
Star Wars game?
Yeah, Star Wars Black Series.
No. I still get stuff.
Are any of these...
The Assassin? Maybe. I already have Chopper. I don't need another Chopper. I'm good. Dirtying it up doesn't make me want to get another version of Chopper. So...
You got the HK-87 Assassin droid.
Yeah, I might grab that. I might get both of these. So.
What's her name?
Huawei, the cell phone company on the right.
Yeah.
And I think this is it one of the brothers?
Maroc?
Yeah, one of the brothers or something.
No, I understand you really like this show, so you're probably going to get hard.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yes.
Morgan. What's her name? Elizabeth? I'm going to call her Elizabeth because I don't care. Well, Ezra.
Yeah, Ezra. We'll see when he shows up, maybe right at the end.
Yeah. That was it. I saved the best for last. It's the Star Wars because I know you're into it.
Yeah.
So yay, nay, some of them you're getting?
Yeah, I'll pick and choose. I'll get Ezra maybe. Some of this already out. I saw some stores already have it.
It's wild. It's weird. I saw the I posted the picture that, what is it called? It's not the Hydra Stomper anymore, is it? Did they keep the name? The new What If Wave.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
The What If Wave. I saw that at Walmart yesterday. I was like,
it's all there?
Yes, yeah, it was all there.
You grabbed them all?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You grabbed them all?
No.
Go home, so happy.
No. None of those appealed. Even Gamora. They didn't even get her fist hands. Her hands like this. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? That's not even a neutral pose. But I got salute. This. I got this beauty. I opened him. I put his gut up. So
that's so cool. That's right. Motor oil.
Watch out for these things. They pop out.
Oh, the on the thighs.
Yeah, the crotch things. I could tell they might snap too. The pins. So just fair warning, right under the package, to rip it out. I don't know what's up next. We got.
Let's talk about my trip to Disney.
Yeah, please. Regale us.
Yes. So I went to Disney World for the first time. I've never went to any Disney resorts anywhere. So I was very excited. It's been a long time in the making. Got there. Weather was hot. It was 36 and muggy, man. It was just heat scorching. It was so hard to walk outside. But the first day we did Disney VIP. There was a big group of us. So we decided to do Disney VIP, which was great. I recommend it if you're in a big group. 10 people is the max they take per group, and you basically cut through lines. Like, you're basically waiting 5 minutes or less per line, and so we were able to get through most of the top 10 rides that I wanted to. We got through 11 rides, I believe. My favorites of the group were Guardians of the Galaxy one. That was a great ride. It was so cool to do that ride. Everything from the music, the way the coaster moved, and it's all indoors too. That's the crazy part. It's all indoors, and also the visual effects that they put in the ride while you're going through it all is insane. It's so cool. It's like actually being part of the movie.
Was there 10 of you, or no? Did you just?
Were
you
yeah,
just
there was. There
oh,
was.
There was 10. Oh wow, yeah, okay, yeah. A big group. I thought it was just like four of you.
Yeah, I know. There was. I had my cousin and his family come too as well. So yeah, it was a big group. The Pandora virtual ride was really good. There's a part where you're going through the waterfall and they actually spray mist of water in your face while you're doing that. And the whole experience was just really, really good. Other than that, I got to meet Mickey, which I wanted to. Cried a little bit. Gave him a hug. Always wanted to do that as a kid, so I got to meet him. He doesn't talk much. Not a talkative guy. But, you know, hey, you know, he sees millions.
He didn't even give you a ha-ha. He didn't even give you a little chuckle.
I mean, I stepped on his foot. I think he did it by accident. I did talk to him. I'm like, what's going on, bro? But everything's getting a little woke here. He's like, oh, it's me, Minnie. Minnie's got me by the, you know, the nuggets.
The mouse nugs.
She runs the palace now. Universal was dope. Went to see Volcano Bay, which is their water park. That was awesome. I highly recommend that place. Harry Potter stuff was phenomenal. The rides were really good. I picked up 3 Harry Potter wands, which I'll talk about on Popcorn Chicken. We're going to open it up there. The Star Wars stuff at Disneyland was the actual place was nice. It's like stepping into a Star Wars world. They did a really good job of the whole atmosphere. The rides were a little bit underwhelming. I wasn't really into the rides. I thought the rides
just generic roller coasters with like galaxy backgrounds.
There was some effort put into the Resistance one, but it just didn't feel that great. So, you know, overall, it was all right. I did get 5 lightsabers. Well, 4. One of them is Darth Maul. It's like 2 of them you have to put together to connect. We talked about that and we looked into that on Popcorn Chicken last week. We opened up some of them. I still have to get the blades for them. But I got the hilts. I got Obi-Wan. I got Luke. I got Darth Vader and Darth Maul. And I'll get the actual blades for them after. Because I couldn't package them in my suitcase.
So how does that... Do you have to order them? Like, how do you go about it? Or do they fit with the currently, like, released Hasbro ones or whatever? Like, the actual... Like, how do you...
I think, a little bit more expensive than the ones that Hasbro ones sell.
Yeah. So would you have to custom order some now, or how do you
You mean the blades?
Yeah,
no, they sell them. They're proprietary. You have to buy their blades.
Oh, okay.
I can't even buy a third party braid. It won't fit in there unless I'm there's a company that actually makes the exact same fitting, but they have their own blades you can buy either 26 inch or 36 inch, something like that.
Yeah.
So I will buy them. The reason why I didn't buy them, there's two reasons. One, couldn't package them in my suitcase. The other is they weren't on sale. The hilts, they're all 30% off. So I was able to buy four or five of them because of the price point. I thought, you know, hey, might as well buy them now because online they were not on sale, only at the Disney amusement park. So, Brick said he couldn't go because of COVID. Ah, that sucks. Yeah, Epcot. Guardians is a great ride. It's top three of the rides in Disney World. You have to go to Guardians if you can only go to three or four rides because, let's face it, some of the lineups is crazy. Make Guardians a priority to go and make the Avatar Pandora the ride, not the actual the river one. The river one is like an animatrix type of one. It's all right. It's for like kids pretty much. The actual virtual ride, it's a must.
Actually, I'm pretty sure the same thing happened to me and Jess, the COVID, but then it turned into a whole ordeal where our Airbnb wouldn't refund us because it wasn't their fault and we were still allowed to go. Like, so like, we can't refund you. You could still technically come. Wow. Like, no, we can't. They won't let us fly.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. But what else? What Brick asked, did you do the build a saber or build a droid?
No, I didn't build a saber. I just picked up those sabers that, well, I didn't pick it up. Self, our friend Michael, who happened to come down as well. So there's actually 11 of us, not 10 of us. He came down.
Was it Michael? Well. Michael?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, Michael and his wife came down afterwards. They came down a couple of days later. So I didn't get a chance to build the saber, but I bought the hilts from the place.
Yeah.
And we'll sort it out afterwards. I didn't get to spend too much time. We did it five times that visit. Holy smokes, five times. Rise of the Banshee. Yeah.
Did you go to the park? Like, did you visit more than once? Or was it just one day fully so, there?
The sheer size of Disney World is incredibly big. Like, you don't realize it till you get there. You can actually take Disneyland and put it in the parking lot of Disney World. That's how big this place is. It's 30,000 square foot. They haven't used all of it up, but they own that. They have their own police force. They have their own ambulance. From what I gather from the people around me, the drivers told me, each part, there's four parts. You've got Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, you got Epcot, you got Hollywood, and then you got the castle. So you can't, because they still have their COVID rule in place, you can't really go hopping different parks until 2 p.m. or is it 1 p.m.? Something like that. So the park opens at 9. You got to be at the one park for at least 4 hours, and then you can go to the next park. And you have to take a transit to the next park. It's not like you can just walk across to the other park. They're quite far. So we were lucky with our VIP. We had our own guy with our own driver who took us in the backstages of Disney World. It's pretty interesting how.
Oh yeah, I saw that picture. I'm like, your driver, what's this guy's deal? What does he do?
Oh, that was our driver to get to the place. We had a driver at Disneyland as well. It was Disney's own driver.
Okay.
So he basically shout out to Joseph, very very nice guy. He took us around in the backstages to get us to the parks because we did all four parks in one day. Right, we started at 1 p.m. ended at 9 p.m. at the fireworks, which was beautiful fireworks. Just amazing. I
forgot they do that. That's cool.
Yeah. They actually had a Tinkerbell going down the line at near the end. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, like I said, I think it was everyone needs to go to Disney World at least once. If you're a fan of the stuff, you need to go at least once. It's insane. It's totally different. A lot of walking. I do recommend going during the colder seasons. I do not recommend going during the summer, July and August, because it's just scorching hot. And we were just dying in the heat. All we look forward to was AC stores, just hopping into AC store just to get cooled off. November apparently is the best time to go because it's only like 20 something degrees and it's manageable. There's quite a bit of walking. So people need to understand there's a lot of walking to and from rides. We did some, the Haunted Mansion elevator type of ride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that dropped. My stomach was still at the top when it dropped to the bottom. I was like, what's going on here?
I like that.
Holy smokes.
I remember, could you breathe when you're there? Just do the humid. It was humid, right?
Very humid.
Like the air is thick.
I'll just swim. Just swim nonstop.
People were, did they still have the mist things in the line?
Because that didn't do nothing for me.
No, yeah.
That didn't do nothing for me.
It just evaporated before.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, hot air. Great, that's nice. Like, I drank so much water, and it didn't matter because I sweat so much. And I was like,
yeah,
don't need to go to the bathroom. It just keeps coming right out of my pores. So, yeah, it was crazy. At Universal, though, I would say they had the best rides.
Oh, yeah,
the Velocir coaster ride at Jurassic Park area.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. So good. It was so fast that at one point we were in zero gravity, basically. We were floating. That's how fast it turned and moved.
Was it like a chase?
No, it wasn't a chase. No, it felt like a chase. It felt like it. Because you're going fast in the beginning, then it's like, oh, you like that? Okay, we're gonna go even faster. I'm like, holy smokes, like it pins you, right? It's so good. Harry Potter one. There was the one with the bike. I think it's called Hogwarts Coaster or something like that, but it's a bike and then an attachment to the bike. And there's two people, tandems. That one was great because it surprised us because halfway through the ride, the track ends. You're going up, you're like, where's the rest of the track? We're like, what? And then it just pushes you backwards and then it stops. Then it drops you into another track underneath. And then it finishes the ride up. So it was really, really cool, that ride. The whole Harry Potter from one Universal park to the other park was great because you have to take a train. And it's like not any train. It's like a Harry Potter World train.
Oh, yeah. Like that.
Yeah, so you take from one Universal Harry Potter area where the school, the castle, is on one side. Then you take the train, which is about a five-minute train ride, to the other park where the other part of Harry Potter, the dragon and the town, all of that is there. So it's a pretty big Harry Potter environment. And if you love Harry Potter, you're going to love all the stuff that it comes with. Butterbeer, which is a really popular drink there. It's like cream soda. They have restaurants. They have shops. I mean,
for the restaurant?
It wasn't too bad. It was a pretty big area. So it wasn't too bad. The lines for even the Harry Potter rides weren't too bad either. So they kept moving. I like that about Universal. All the lines were not that long. They were pretty good. So,
but I do recommend like waiting hours in line sometimes.
No, I didn't.
So it wasn't that wet? Okay.
No. Even the day that I didn't buy the Lightning Pass at Universal allows you to skip the line.
Oh, so you had one there too, yeah.
Yeah, you can buy them daily and you can use it as much as you can. It's much better than the one at Disney. Disney allows you only to use it twice a day max, something like that. It's like you can use it once and you have to wait a couple hours to use another one. So that's why we did VIP at Disney because we didn't like that setup. It wouldn't work out for us.
Yeah.
But Universal was worth it. I think if you go there for 3 days, you'll pretty much see everything if you have a Lightning Pass. But even if you don't have a Lightning Pass, some of the rides were only like 20-minute wait. So it wasn't that bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Yeah, so I had a great experience. I recommend anybody to go to Florida. I do think that you should go and visit both parks. Check out the water park, Volcano Bay. But there's so many things to do there. It's just there's theme parks after theme park. Like there's SeaWorld. There's like other stuff to do. And then Universal next year is building a new park attached to that. It's going to be even bigger. It's going to have How to Train a Dragon area. It's going to have Super Mario Brothers area.
Yeah.
It's going to have a giant roller coaster in there, another one. So, and it's going to have another Harry Potter exhibit, which is the prequel stuff. So, yeah, it's really cool. It's awesome.
Well, sounds like you got your money's worth, so that's good.
Yeah, it was a great trip. It was a chance of a lifetime to go. Something that I look back on with my kids. They had a great time. My nieces and nephews had a great time. I really enjoyed it, and it's one of the highlights. It's one of my bucket lists, you know, I can check off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was great.
Do you feel Disneyland is irrelevant now? Like, would you still check that out?
Going to Disney World?
Yeah.
And then going to Disneyland? Because I had a friend of mine who actually went to Disneyland the same time I went to Disney World.
Yeah.
And we were talking briefly, and, you know, he had fun there, but there was...
Like, do you feel it'd be underwhelming just to go?
No, because they do have some things that you don't have at Disney World, like the Avengers area.
Yeah,
there is no presence of Avengers. Oh, yeah,
that's true.
I went on some cheap Spider-Man ride that's like so dated. It's from the cartoon era, right? It was cool because they had the cartoon artifacts and computers from 1990, right?
Yeah.
But it was so dated. But it was all right. It wasn't too bad. They had Doc Ock chasing us and stuff. And then they had some of the other bad guys chasing us. Yeah, it was all right. But I would go to Disneyland to check out some of the stuff that Disney World didn't have.
Okay.
But if I was to say which one to go to, based on my knowledge of both from what I hear from people, I would say Disney World all day long. Go there. Go if you can pick one, go there.
That's fair.
Yeah. I want to go to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, but it broke down.
I like that one. I didn't see the updated version. I saw the...
Yeah. So that's another thing you have to watch out for is sometimes rides break down or they shut down. There's also times that shut down because somebody threw up.
Yeah. I'm so angry. Like, you stupid idiot. Like,
you control your told that by one of the staff members. I'm like, 'cause why is it shut down? They're like,
yeah,
well, we're not supposed to tell you this, but sometimes it shuts down, not just because of mechanical reasons. It's somebody actually barfed all over the place or they pissed their pants. Right. So
yeah,
they have to shut it down, bring in the cleaning crew, make sure everything's clean, then wait another hour, get it inspected, and then they can open it up again. So yeah.
So angry.
I went on a safari, a real safari there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they had a real zoo there. Zoo's wide open, so the animals can roam around everywhere, which is a good thing and a bad thing, I guess.
I think that's cool. That's the best way to do it. It's authentic.
Oh, there's cheetahs there and lions. I don't know if I want them to run into my vehicle.
No, they're good, man.
Yeah. The cheetahs are just lying around. They're like, we're not going to run for you guys.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah,
they don't care.
The giraffes are cool. You know that gif where the giraffes are just chewing and you're like watching it chew? There was a giraffe doing that there, so that was pretty cool. Other than that, I had a good time. Food was great. Not at Disneyland. At Universal was better.
You ate at Disneyland too? So you didn't like it? Did it feel like just manufactured?
Overpriced and not that great.
Yeah, okay.
You got to bring a lot of cash.
Yeah,
because it ain't cheap. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I don't know. My parents did. Yeah. I was a kid back then.
Yeah,
it ain't cheap. I can't even picture it now.
It ain't cheap. So just a warning. Save up. Yeah, overall, not bad.
Good.
All right. Let's stretch our arms out far and apart. And let's talk about our Netflix show called One Piece.
So... We both saw the trailer.
Yes. And we were like, what in the world is this?
Yeah, I laughed at it.
I thought instant bomb. I thought instant bomb.
Same. I heard him speak. And no disrespect to the actor. Like,
yeah.
Luffy's supposed to be Brazilian. I don't know if anyone knows that. I don't know if he technically is. But I always thought he was. So they were keeping it accurate to what it was implied that he was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about him as the main character? Did he annoy you at first? Like his overzealous in your face?
I want to make it very clear to anybody that's listening. We're not going to spoil anything here, so don't worry. Two, I didn't watch the anime. I've only watched one episode. And that barely gives you anything, right? So I'm just going off with what I thought of watching the show. And I thought it was best because I was actually thinking about this before the show came. I'm like, should I go and watch one or two seasons of the anime and then see how I feel about the live action? Then I'm like, no. Let me get my honest opinion of the show and then go back and see how they did it. I wanted to go back.
That's a good way to do it.
Right? And so I've watched all of it, all the episodes, and the guy didn't annoy me. He was pretty good. He was fun, right?
He grew on me. In the trailer, he annoyed me. But in the show, I'm like, oh, you're genuinely like a nice person and just excited to be alive. You're like a puppy. So it's like, okay.
Throughout the show, like you see him... loyalty and all that stuff come into play. You know, he wants to bring a crew on board, like create a crew. And so he's quick to filter out, okay, I want that person or I want that person because I see qualities in them that could be used as a team here on the crew. So I really liked that part where he was really quick to pick out people. And then I love his commitment to the people.
Yeah.
You're my crewmate. You're a friend of mine. I'll do everything
As soon as he meets them, like, okay, like you're on my team now. I'll do everything I can to protect you and see you get what you need.
And I love the positivity that he brings to the crew. Because the crew's always like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Brick says, I binged it and loved it. Yeah, I mean, I see people online right now have mixed feelings. Some people, hardcore people, have watched for years and years, aren't really all too happy about some of the stuff on here. And I'm not going to get into it because we don't want to do spoilers. But as a viewer with no background of the animation, I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good adaptation. I'll find out more when I watch the animation, really is or not. But I thought the animation, the effects were not that bad. Some parts, yeah, a little weird, but it was good. It was fun.
It had like that Netflix budget, like for the effects. Yeah, like especially with Buggy, like his. Is it even a spoiler? The show's been out for like 30 years. There's one dude who like he can cut himself apart. Like he had the chop fruit.
The clown. So,
yeah, the clown.
Yeah, yeah. I thought.
And when his head comes off and his limbs come off, like, yeah, that looks weird, but it's Netflix budget. Like, they spent all the money on the set pieces.
It was fine. It was fine. Like, you knew what he was doing, and it didn't need to go overblown with it. I preferred them to make the sets nicer. Yeah, look, see, he looks fine. Like, I got no issues with them.
I mean, that's what he would look like in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, in the anime, like, you see all these clowns and all these, like, retound people and over the top looking people. If you transition them to live action, they would look ridiculous. That's unfortunately what happens here. Mm-hmm. Same with when people are like, oh, I want a comic accurate Wolverine suit. I'm like, you want Wolverine in spandex? Like, no muscle definition at all, no foam, no padding. You just want Wolverine in a Spirit of Halloween costume. And they're like, yes. I'm like, okay, that's gonna look stupid in my opinion. Same thing goes here.
Yeah.
But the flip side is they did try to stay source accurate, and people are ridiculing it for that, saying they look stupid. I'm like, that's what he looks like. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, they
I don't know. I don't understand. Like, you know the budget, like you just mentioned, Netflix budget. I think when you look at it that, and then who else is going to have the ambition to do this?
Like, the set piece looked great. I don't know what you think.
I thought it was great. I had no issues. I thought the ship looked great, too. Yeah,
like
they
tried. Like, they went, like, they clearly put effort into this.
For what? They could have CGI'd the whole thing and it would look even worse.
What are they going to do with that after? They're going to have to dismantle it.
Yeah. like this. I mean, I take it as a collector's. No, overall, I think the show was fun. I enjoyed it. I can't wait. Like, I hope they make multiple seasons. I love adventure stuff. So, yeah. And this has, like, what is it, 30 seasons, you said? Like, how many seasons did it have?
I don't even know. I was like, I can't even picture this going this hard.
The possibilities are for a longevity of the show is good. There's a lot of things they can do. And they can add stuff, too. They don't have to just follow the animation. They can do
some. By the time they catch up.
They're not going to catch up.
No, it's like these actors will age out before they make
it. Yeah. So if they give us 5 seasons of this, I'll be happy with that. I think it's a good show. I say if you don't know anything about One Piece, go in it. Don't listen to what anyone's saying.
Yeah.
Go watch it and then make your decision after that what you think of it. This part was cool. Looks awesome.
It felt very Pirates of the Caribbean-y.
Yes.
Where they're like a ragtag crew of misfits.
Yep.
I always like those stories.
My wife loves Pirates of the Caribbean. And when she saw me watching, she's like, what's this? I'm like, it's called One Piece. She's like, one what? She's like, oh, it's pirates. I'm like, yeah, it's all about pirates. She's like, why didn't you wait for me? I'm like, I didn't know you wanted to watch this. I was like 4 episodes in already, right?
I was curious. I was like, should I wait for Jess? But as soon as she saw it, I'm betting as soon as she sees the elastic parts, she'd be like, what is this? What is he? Like, she'd be like, what is
this? That's exactly what my wife, she's like, why is he elastic? Why is he rubber? I'm like, he ate a fruit. And she's like, he ate a fruit. I'm like, just don't worry about it.
there's more to it. There's 30 years of the lore, like 20 years of the lore here. But they try to keep it, as you can see in the manga, like they try to mimic the same scenes in the book and in the cartoon. Maybe they invert it. Like, here you see him pulling his lip. He does all this stuff. Like, they try. So I'll give them praise for that 100%. Yeah.
If they can give you some of that feel from the manga, then what else do you want? What else? You're not going to have exactly the same. Otherwise, it's going to be an animation. There are limitations. There are things you can do in the animation that you can't do with live action. And like, he looks obviously a lot more handsome in the wanted picture than he does in the animation.
I was very surprised they included, I thought it was PG. I don't know what it is, but he like decapitates people or he cuts their torsos apart and you see it. They don't spray blood everywhere. I'm like, oh, he totally murked that guy. Like that guy's dead, dead. And you see it. Mm-hmm. My wife loved it too. She knows nothing about it. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it with Jess. We'll see.
Yeah. I think my wife's going to go back and watch it from the beginning.
Yeah. What'd you feel about the cast?
The cast was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't have any issues with the cast.
I was very surprised they found someone with Usopp's lips. I'm like, oh, they pulled that off too. Cause he has very prominent lips in this show. I'm like, yeah, that's the dude. You did it. Jacob Romero, you got them lips, boy. look at his. Am I wrong though?
No.
Yeah. Them. Sanji, like they're fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't have the curl at the top there. So
his eyebrow curl.
Yeah. And the little dart hanging off the side of his mouth there. I guess they're not doing that because it's not
good. It looks ridiculous. Yeah. No, it could smoke. They're killing people. They could smoke too. Yeah, I like the show. I have one gripe maybe.
Okay, I hope it's the same as mine. Go ahead.
Oh, mine, they just didn't put the four kids rap in it.
Oh, okay. There's a man named Gold, the treasure.
His name is Luffy. That's Monkey D. Luffy. Oh, I love that so much. Everyone hates that. No one likes this song. I might be the only person who likes it.
The one character that I could not stand, and I tried, I really did, is his friend Kobe.
Oh, you don't like him at all?
I can't stand that character, man.
His little wiener friend.
Yeah, just like, dude, get it together, man. Like, why did you bail on your friend to do what? Be a cadet? Come on.
Yeah, like you saw what these people are like. He's like, yeah, I want to change it from the inside. I'm like, good luck, you little nerd. But that's how he was. That's just sometimes that's how animes be doing it.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought his character couldn't stand. I was like, oh, every time they went to his character, I'm like, please stop. Go back to the fun stuff.
Yeah, Brick said it too. Like, like when she crushed his skull, like, and they mop it up after, like, oh, wow, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he likes that rap too.
You're not alone, D. Look at that. So, have you watched more than one season?
So, I mean, it's like season two, maybe.
How many episodes are there per season?
Oh, God. Let me look this up.
There's a lot of episodes. Okay. All right.
It just keeps going and going, man.
So, I'm assuming there's a lot of fillers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I tried to watch it on Crunchyroll, the new season, and you would think it goes in order, but it's like, no, season 15.2, which isn't actually the season. It was weird. It is weird, man. Like, they have a season of filler.
Okay. All right.
I
just want to know, because I don't know where I ended it off, or where the season ended. I'm wondering how far that is in the animation seasons. That's what I'm wondering.
Oh. I'm going to look that up after. I don't want to... Because that seems like a spoiler.
Well, we'll talk about it again next week. We'll get into spoilers and stuff like that next week. So we'll see how that goes. Overall, like
season,
I think...
Season one has 61 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
That's weird. 61.
Jesus.
And the seasons go by like arc names, like Romance Dawn or whatever, like it's named after. Like where they are in there. That's hard to explain. Like East Blue and then Grand Line and then Chopper. So.
I do like the fact that there's lots of pirates out. There are different groups.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, doing something. And there's this giant treasure that they have to find. So that all of that is really cool. I like that. I just want to see more adventure. I want them to bring season two back so fast right now.
That was a good adventure story.
Yeah, it really was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years it's going to take for season two to come, but I would love it if they make one real quick.
I can't really picture him. Maybe that's the whole point. Him going to like Super Saiyan levels. of power. Because he's, but maybe that's the thing. Like, they're always the unassuming hero where you're like, I can't picture this guy becoming like God tier. And then he does.
Yeah, look at this clown with the straw hat, right?
Yeah. And I'm not saying like I can't picture him because he's an awful actor or anything. It's just he's so positive and upbeat and just a nice dude. But when it comes down to throwing down, he's always there. He's got your back. I enjoyed it. I'm happy I enjoyed it. I was humbled.
I'm going to give this, like, spoiler free, I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10.
See, here, we were talking about this the other day when you asked me, because I was watching the Gear 5 episodes of the
fight. There he is. I was waiting for him to chime in.
And then I was like,
I was waiting.
I was like, personally, I liked it, but Omar on Discord seems upset by it. And I can't tell if he's joking or if he genuinely hates it. And I could see why people wouldn't like it, because I watched the second part of the fight and Luffy's just running around in circles for half the episode. I'm like, what is this man doing? Attack, like, fight back. You could end this. And this wasn't even like Gohan toying with his opponent. It was Luffy just bouncing all over the place. And I liked it.
You're talking about the animation or
the animated cartoon. Okay. I was like, okay, like, this is funny to me. But if you watch this show and binged it for 2 years straight just to catch up and see this final form and you were given that, I'd be like, yeah, I could see that would be.
Yeah. I want to hear his take on the show, if you watched it or not, or maybe he didn't care for it.
Go check out their Lost Cause episode.
Okay.
Omar is vocal about this stuff. They all are.
Well, I mean, he's a fan. Like,
I
know
I'm not saying vocal in a bad way. Like,
yeah. But I'm like, he's probably smart. One of the hardcore fans, right?
Yeah.
He actually loves this show, and I hope that they did good by him on the Netflix. I don't know. Like,
he kept sending screenshot of his canceled pre-orders. Like, every time a new episode came out, it was like canceled pre-order for his Luffy figures. It's like, oh, does he hate it that much?
Wow, what a hate.
I don't know. It was funny as hell, but like, I was like, I can't tell if he's mad about it or if he is just kidding around.
I definitely want to have you talk about this.
Yeah, watch it and then just. Did the other guys?
Maybe if he has time, maybe he has time from his amazing and awesome show, and maybe he'll come and humble us with his our small show and talk to us.
Him and I forgot his name now. Was it Crow? There's two people who are like hardcore, super knowledgeable about. Well, he knows everything too. Like, they all do, actually. I got to, what am I saying? I'm not trying to narrow it down. All those guys watch anime. They're like super into this.
I would
show.
Love to chat about it with them because I really like the show from Netflix. But I'm more interested in the animation. I want to really go watch it. And so, you know, waste my next 10 years.
What would you rate this live action?
He says, yeah, it's probably going to bring more fans on board than the anime would have ever done.
100%. They pumped out the live action toys immediately. Hot Toys, they did that instantly. SH Figure Arts, they did. I was surprised when I saw the SH Figure Arts of the live action. Because let's be honest, Netflix and their anime adaptions suck. Anime adaptions and live action normally suck.
What are you talking about, D? They're awesome.
Oh, I love Death Note so much.
Cowboy Bebop, anybody? Yeah, we had the same sort of, you know, worry about it when we saw the trailer. We're like, oh no, not another one.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I know. It was good. 8 out of 10 for me, the live action. I think it was good.
I liked it so far.
Yeah. Let's have more of this. It was cool. It was a fun ride. Is there anything else you want to add?
You can show your other channel. You got your
Oh yeah. Let's talk about
your AGR. I was just excited. So you played this game. It was the turn this down a little bit.
Yes, I did.
And you finished it start to finish and got Casey unlocked.
Yeah.
Casey's are you going really good. Are you gonna bother with this? So what this expansion includes is like battle royale mode, like was it waves and waves of enemies? You got additional costumes. You got Usagi Yojimbo and Karai.
Yeah.
Is this worth the, I don't know what you're playing it on, PS?
Xbox. I played it for free on Xbox.
Would you shell out $8 for this?
Yeah, I mean, I played the game for free, so I might as well shell out $8. This looks cool. Yes.
What I like about this is they announced it and then they just randomly dropped it. Like, oh, by the way, this is out now. I like when they do that. It pisses me off when they tease their releases and have a teaser for their release date and like, okay, next week, here's the countdown. You better buy it. No, this is like, here, it's out now. Go get it. Yeah. So I'll probably pick it up. And then the other one.
G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring.
Joe.
You're the Joe guy. Would you play this?
Yeah. Why would you not want to play this? Look at how great it looks. It's got the 80s rock and roll.
Yeah. I believe it's called G.I. Joe Wrath of Cobra. What's interesting to me is this is only on Nintendo Switch and computers. So Steam, Windows, yeah. Linux, and Mac.
I can play on my Steam Deck.
Yeah. I mean, I have a Switch. I can play it on my PC as well. But it's nice seeing Joe get some love. They always do. Hasbro shows them love. 3-0 does. They have their Mezco slowly coming out. I don't know if you have any of those.
Destro. I like how they've shown so much animation, not the game at all.
Yeah, it's like,
it's like a different, it's like a show that they're producing. They're like, no, it's not a show.
Is this a cartoon? Like, what is this?
Yeah, everyone's excited. It's going to be a show. And then they're like, no, it's an actual video game, side-scrolling.
So yeah, fast forward. At the end, you finally get some gameplay.
This might be really good or really bad. Like, I don't know. The kicks look weird there.
It also depends on replay value.
Yeah. See, dude kicking a floating vehicle in air, it doesn't look appealing. So we'll see.
That's totally a Duke thing to do, though.
Yeah, like Snake Eyes with a sword. That's cool. That's a little bit understanding.
So yes, for the Turtles, G.I. Joe, you're gonna wait for reviews, is what I mean.
Yeah, I'll wait for some reviews. Check it out.
Okay.
Maybe I'll have Justin do a review. We'll
see. He does the games. Anyone wants to check Justin out? When does he play normally? Is it Thursdays?
He plays pretty much randomly.
Actually, sometimes he's been playing and we've kicked him off the stream yards by accident.
He usually plays on Monday nights.
Yeah.
At 8:30 when we kick him out.
Whoops, sorry, man.
I do want to mention people that Popcorn Chicken Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Go check it out. And then we're going to be starting up. What we're starting up on Saturdays? Do you remember what show? Biweekly?
I don't know now. You have so many things going on. Is it the
I'm gonna wait here till you figure it
out. No.
Go on.
Mighty Mornings. Mighty Mornings.
There you go, Mighty Mornings.
I was tongue-tied. You know what? It's there. It's like...
That was great. Oh, clip that. Yeah, Mighty Mornings. Our friend Christopher is gonna be back in the vault. He's excited to get back into it. We're gonna do some cool stuff on Mighty Mornings. We'll announce that. I think it's gonna be next week. I'm not sure yet, but we'll announce the dates for that show to come back. Fall, man. Fall season. We got a lot of cool stuff. We got Hasbro PulseCon coming up. We're gonna talk about that when it drops.
I've been putting a lot of Hasbro toys back in the shelf. Like, no, like they've gotten me to the point where I don't need their stuff anymore. Especially when we got imports. I've been opening my imports up lately.
Don't worry.
I don't know about you.
That's when you thought you got out, they'll pull you back.
They're going to release something. They're going to release something I want randomly. Obscure characters.
Well, HasLab maybe announced new HasLab announcement. Yeah, those look cool. I knew you'd be playing around with that.
Yeah, I opened my miles, guys. One thing, they didn't give us fist hands.
Oh, really?
Neither of them have fist hands.
The Venom Punch.
It's so stupid. Anyways, sorry, I went off.
You ruined the show.
I went off course here.
Well, we're back. I'm excited to be back next week with our show again. You keep smelling that motor oil. Getting high off the motor oil. Oh, man. All right. With that being said, I guess we'll probably end the show today.
Yeah.
Man. And then we'll see these guys back next week. Have a great week, everybody. Go buy some lots of cool toys. So wherever you're on the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night.
Bye.
Woohoo!
Time to go watch One Piece. Gotta go binge it.